San Antonio Park stretches a full city block on each side in a lush area near Foothill Boulevard and 18th Avenue in Oakland. About 15 years ago, the park was considered a dangerous eyesore.
It's kind of like a muddy, like sort of...
That's park organizer Gray Kulovson.
It's kind of a field, but not really. Like, it wasn't in good enough shape to be used as a field. So the whole park really was pretty unused, and it would get trashed a lot, too, by, you know, teenagers who would come here at night and vandalize it.
But over the past decade, San Antonio Park has become an important example of what can happen when people pull together to build something up.
The park's kind of perfect. Like, if every neighborhood had a park like this, I think, you know, it was well used. And, you know, because different things bring different people. I think the more people you have using it, the better the park is, you know? It carries out its mission better.
Missouri Collie reports on how San Antonio Park is fulfilling that mission.
It's early on a recent Saturday, but the park is already crowded. San Antonio Park is a place where cultures intersect and people of all ages come together to enjoy great weather and each other. People are exercising on the trails and in the tennis court. Kids are playing at the playground and on the soccer fields. But the real party is just getting started here at the northern edge of the park. The monthly garden workday is in full swing.
So we actually have a waiting list at all of the community gardens, including this one. There's like a 9-person waiting list for San Antonio.
Peter Collier is the community garden coordinator for the city of Oakland. He says many of the gardeners are immigrants who bring farming techniques from back home.
They do a really good job of maximizing the space. They grow a lot of greens, which grow so well in Oakland. Yeah, so they definitely bring with them a lot of expertise. That you go to some of the other community gardens, it's a lot of novices, which is great. You know, a lot of people who are just learning to garden. But most of these women have years of experience from their childhood.
About 25 people work in the garden throughout the week, but only 10 are here right now. They are growing things like garlic, lettuce, greens, and snow peas. The food they produce is for their own consumption, but they also share or trade with people from neighboring plots.
So the gardeners pay $30 a year for the use of a plot?
That covers the compost, starter seeds, water, and most recently, the protection of a silver chain link fence. The gardeners are hard at work. Some are turning over their plots, others pulling the ingredients for a meal they may cook tonight. My partner, Roy Chan, is here to translate.
Oh, I'm Mrs. Lee.
Oh, hi, nice to meet you.
This is Missouri.
Nice to meet you.
Hello.
Mrs. Lee has been working in the garden for 3 years.
Oh, so she said as part of the package that they give you seeds, carrots, radishes, and then water and the soil. But she says they don't like the carrots and radishes, so they go and get their own seeds.
We can't eat too many.
Because, you know.
Too much carrot.
The garden is thriving, but they have had some difficulties with robbery.
She says they just recently put up the fence, the city, but before that, people would come and like steal the stuff that they plant. There was one person that brought a truck and like took like pounds and pounds of their vegetables and stole it. So that's why Parks and Rec installed this fence.
Now that the fence is in, things are better, and those types of problems have stopped. It turns out that this community garden is only one part of San Antonio's transformation. The park has come a long way in the last 20 years, and a lot of those changes are thanks to the East Bay Asian Youth Center, or EBACI. EBACI is a short distance from the park. Executive Director David Kakashiba says he got involved with San Antonio in the late 90s, when it looked a lot different than it does today.
San Antonio Park had become a central location for a lot of gang-related violence. Also, while it's a pretty significant size piece of real estate, there weren't that many amenities and facilities for recreational play for young people, for families, and for adults.
It was basically just an open lot, which became overgrown and completely left to nature. So EBACI worked with local officials to improve the park. They held a series of listening sessions and meetings with students, parents, and neighbors to see how people wanted to use the park.
The city agreed and, you know, put in a artificial turf field and a surrounding track. They also installed some basketball courts and created a new play area for children, small children. And then this idea about having a community garden.
What used to be a crime-ridden eyesore is now a place where people of all ages and backgrounds come. That makes Kakashiba proud of the early work Ibeisi did to bring neighbors together.
It's great to hear that that the residents and the gardeners are just taking real ownership of it and just running it, right?
Now, every morning at the park, people are walking and stretching, getting their blood flowing and starting their day here. They are doing things that bring them closer to each other, which also makes the community safer. They have reclaimed the park and are building on those initial victories. Like the fence that now protects the growing food in the garden, members of San Antonio neighborhood protect their park one playground, soccer game, and vegetable at a time. For Cross Currents, I'm Missouri Collie.